Okie dokie. Welcome back to Vodka, Sofa and Lies for another week. My name is Lisa Hamilton.
And I'm Dan Morrison.
We've not introduced ourselves singing this week because apparently that made a lot of you violently ill.
Yeah, I got some really bad feedback about my performance there.
And noted.
Cringe, apparently. Oh, hello, that's an email.
Noted. We won't stop doing cringe things, but we'll stop singing for you.
You have a lovely voice.
Oh, my God. Stop it. And I've already gone back on.
I do enjoy your rendition of Ave Maria whenever that comes out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one of my faves.
That's when you know I'm really fucked up when I start singing.
And that's why I love it so much, because I love thinking about you in that state.
Is it your call? Do you hear it wherever you are in Sydney and you just go, woo? Oh,
there's Lisa.
And then you know how to find me.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
Follow the terrible opera voice.
Yeah.
Speaking of terrible things.
That was a great seg.
You are never going to get sick of my terrible segues.
No, I love a bad segue.
So it was the Logies on Sunday.
The Night of Nights for Australian television.
Australia's Night of Nights. Of course, we have to give it the coverage it deserves. Mm-hmm. Because not many people are willing to do that. I don't even really know how you start to talk about the Logies, because we know it's a piece of shit and bad, yet
everyone knows this, though, don't they?
But
the people there must know as well.
But I get sucked in every year.
Because this is the kind of tragedy I live for, though. These D-list television celebrities going to something that's meant to be, you know, like our Oscars, basically. But it's
for the actual hardworking people in television in this industry. And yet somehow it becomes about maths.
Which I'm so happy it goes that direction every year.
Actually, it would be quite dull if there wasn't a scandalous.
No, we need the trash people there to make the headlines.
Is it worth talking about fashion and what people wore? Do people care? Do you care?
I care. I have some thoughts because some people caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say one person who really hit me in the face.
Bert Newton?
No, Erin McNaught.
Oh.
Did you witness the orange number?
Yeah.
Not just her dress, but the body.
Yeah, the full body.
There was that shook me.
But are you surprised, though? Because literally any major Australian event, no one knows how to tan properly.
Yeah, what's on there?
I don't know, but I feel like it's almost a rite of passage. Like, you can't go along to one of these events without having a shitty tan.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
Because Erin McNaught is dripping off her.
Not sure why you put an S on the end of her name.
Did I say McNaughts?
You did.
I know there's not one there, but I added it.
Erin McNaughts and crosses.
No. What did you think of her outfit?
Okay, well, I think it fits the narrative.
Okay. Of the event itself?
No.
Okay, sorry.
It fits the narrative of the fact that she and her husband, Example, now live in Brisbane, in Bris Vegas.
Okay, so she is your typical Bris Vegas gal.
Yeah.
And she's showing up, wearing it on her body. Not just the dress, the everything.
She is Brisbane.
And you know Brisbane better than a lot of people.
Yeah, I do, a little too well. But I adore her trajectory. I mean, she started as an MTV VJ, went overseas, married a singer, and then moved back. Not to Sydney, not to Melbourne, to the mecca of all things celebrity, Brisbane, Queensland. Brisbane, Queensland. Has no beach.
Why is she there? What's she doing?
It's hard.
What's the update from her? I couldn't tell you. I was shocked to see her here. I went, oh, there she is. There she is.
I don't care enough to read into why. I'm sure the story is out there why she moved back to Brisbane.
Yeah.
But Example lives there too. And knowing me and my track record, it's probably because there's a sick parent or something involved and I'm a bad person. Mm-hmm. But if there's not, shame on them. It's all on them.
Yeah. No one wants to be in Brisbane.
No.
Once you're old enough to understand that you're in Brisbane, you go, oh, got to go.
Yeah.
Got to get out.
I've said it once and I will say it again. Living in Brisbane is like someone's sold you real estate and the gooch.
Sorry, sold you real estate on
in the gooch. Gooch.
In the gooch.
In the gooch.
The taint we're talking yes. about. Okay, yes.
The space between balls and arsehole.
Yes.
It's the gooch of Australia.
Oh, that's perfect.
Don't
perfect
you think?
Metaphor. No. I believe you 100%. And you being the expert, mm-hmm. I am listening to you with all ears and I agree.
Yeah. So my long-winded response is the look, it checks out.
Yeah. She's our Gold Coast gal. Oh, Brisbane gal. Sorry. Gold Coast is slightly different.
See, I think the Gold Coast is better. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm from there, but it just kind of like it accepts. I don't know.
I was in Brisbane not long ago and I looked around that town and said, yeah, no, I went, I don't want to be here. And then I fucked off to Byron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try living there at the height of summer and there's no escaping the gooch.
Yeah, it's a city that's not near anything.
No.
It's just a city within itself.
No. It's like you can't swing your dick in that town without running into boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing boring. I would love to see them
just out
and about in Brisbane
at a pub.
Yeah, I might. Well, maybe let's journey up there and.
So
and
are we willingly going to go stalk Erin McNaught now?
Yes.
Okay, Erin McNaught, if you're listening, we're coming for you.
For example.
But you won't see us.
No.
Coming for you.
Yeah, I think that could be our first little excursion.
Well, we did an excursion to Australia's Got Talent, remember?
Oh, sorry. Triggered. I tried to block that out.
Yeah, we have blocked that out of our memories.
Oh, my God. I did see a promo for that the other day.
It's coming. It's coming.
And I was like, whore.
Did we see any of the contestants we saw in the promo?
I didn't stick around. I quickly changed the
channel. Yeah, yeah. It was just like numb flashbacks coming at you.
Yeah, I started sort of like sweating and like rocking in a ball in the corner. And I was just like, no, cannot.
Yeah, it was just Manu's like hips thrusting towards you. And you were just like, no.
No, but I actually feel sick about it.
Yeah, I literally got cold shivers up my spine. But that's probably also from the air conditioning in this room, which is acting wildly at the moment.
Yeah.
If you hear it, guys, we're not controlling the system. It's something's amiss.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on.
Maybe it's trying to pick up on our intense body heat and regulate.
Yeah, that's
our intense sexual chemistry.
Oh, my God.
It's bouncing off of each other.
Just going to dive over this table and knock all the shit over, like when the lights go off.
Please don't.
Every episode.
How did we start on the Logies and end up in Brisbane?
Because of Erin McNaught.
Yes, true.
Yeah, she took us there.
Okay.
Who else would you...
I'd love to talk about two people the red carpet. One is Lincoln Lewis.
Okay.
Happy to see him smiling again after his catfishing episode.
What happened with... Okay. When did get catfished? When did this happen?
I was hoping you had no idea.
I want him to be on the first episode of Casey Donovan's Catfish, but...
Well...
Please.
Yeah, I would love that too. And I just wish everyone could have seen your face just then and me telling you.
Yeah.
Because it was truly like...
No. I'm squeeze me. Ecstatic right now.
Okay, so what happened was there was a woman in Sydney pretending to be him.
Okay.
And I don't know if he necessarily got... It was kind of a bit of a backwards catfish in that she was pretending to be him to someone else. So he wasn't... It was almost
He wasn't being catfished, but he was being used as the
exactly.
catfish.
So it's like, you know how you always wish in the catfish episodes that actually the celebrity gets involved.
Yeah, like
involved
the person that was like pretending to be Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Like it would be great if Katy was involved in some way.
Jumped into the chat room and was like, hey guys.
Yeah.
And I don't think he did, but obviously his name was like slashed across the headlines and this woman was just like chatting, I think to her, I want to say it was her cousin, which like is quite fucking evil. And she was, and you only had to read the messages that she was sending as Lincoln Lewis to know that it was not Lincoln Lewis.
Like, what were the messages?
It was just like poorly written and like some real slang that I suspect would never come out of dear Lincoln Lewis's mouth. But if you get a minute, read through a few of them. The good news is I think she's going away for a while and...
To the asylum?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can't be of sound... Like, of all the people to use...
Lincoln Lewis, interesting choice.
Very interesting choice. But despite all of
who would you choose?
oh, who would I be?
Yeah, like who would you be? Like just let's say like celebrity-ish. D-list, maybe.
Australian or...
Australian, yeah.
Okay, so I think I could probably get away with being a reality star.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've got the same sort of tone and level of Elizabeth from the most recent season.
Lizzie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have the...
She actually looked all right on the red carpet, I must say.
Okay, well...
Questionable.
She did have... Let's leave Sorry, maths yeah. for later on because we yeah. do want to unpack all of that. But I do just want to say Sophie Monk. Nailed the brief.
Oh, her like.
Sorry, I just didn't
statue.
Answer. I didn't answer your question.
You kind of like, oh, fuck off. Like, let's talk about Sophie.
I got a bit over it. She nailed the brief. It's like tacky.
Yeah.
We're not taking ourselves too seriously, but
I will become a Logie.
But still wanting to look incredibly hot.
Glam.
I mean that gold dress.
Oh, amazing.
Do you reckon, will she be hosting Love Island Australia again, do you think?
I don't think so. I feel like I heard a rumour she's not on board with that. Like, people are just like, why is she there?
Well, I mean, what a gig. You get to spend 8 weeks.
Yeah, you're just, like, sitting there in Spain.
We're in Spain?
Yeah.
And she literally comes on every, like, maybe 20 episodes.
Yeah.
And an entirely redundant host role.
Absolutely.
That I would love to take.
Well, yeah. So I don't think they've started filming yet, so you should just pop on over and host that little bad boy.
Willing to
I'd
do
love
it
to see that.
Unpaid if it means I get 8 weeks off.
Absolutely.
I'll quit my job and figure it out later. Because this podcast is paying me a lot of money, let me tell you.
So why aren't I getting a cut of that? I haven't seen a single dime.
At this point, we're hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
Money and time.
Yeah.
We
were almost going to buy some alien eggs the other week.
Oh, my God.
God, we just have to file for bankruptcy.
We just kind of let that one go.
Yeah, thank God.
Do we now want to move on to the huge controversy that came out of the night?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I think I'll sort of kick this off by reading a headline I never thought I'd read.
But I'm
so happy it exists. Sunrise, Sam Armitage, Koshy versus MAFS Martha Logie's feud continues.
Just...
it's a mess.
You would never think you would hear those names in the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Cross networks as well.
Yep.
Stunning.
Yeah. Rife with grammar issues, but I'm going to leave that for another day.
That's fine.
It's, you know what really gets me and what just sort of fills my heart with joy? It's the continues at the end.
Continues, yeah.
This isn't the first time we're hearing about it.
No.
It's continues.
Yeah.
So there's more.
To the story.
To the feud.
Love it.
That has been ongoing.
Yeah.
Already.
Bubbling away.
So... So you okay? I'll let you talk to the YouTube video. Because you're particularly wrapped with
it
this.
It was okay. So our good mate Martha from Married at First Sight last season, and old mate Michael,
Kmart Kimmy K,
but she's killing the game.
She's
I must
hot.
Say, yeah, she's fucking stunning. Anyway,
hand on heart, she's hot.
So they took it upon themselves on their YouTube channel. First of all, fuck me, all these fucking
reality
show stars with their YouTube channels. Also, we just quickly touch on Dom and Taylor from Love Island Australia, their breakup video on their joint YouTube channel. Yep. First of all, never do a joint YouTube channel with your partner.
With someone you hate, seemingly.
Obviously, if you're not going to be with them.
If you looked back through the videos that they uploaded, which was maybe like four, they just fought, but not in like a fun way. In
I despise you?
Yeah.
Okay. But just this whole world of them being on YouTube is just like fascinating to me. And
trying to make that 15-minute stretch, baby.
Exactly. And, oh, you sound like Sam Armitage.
Oh, my God. Never say that again.
Well, that's literally, you took the words out of her mouth.
Did she say baby? Did she say that?
She said on the show, she's like, oh, they're trying to make that 15 minutes fame. Like,
did she say baby at the end?
She did not say baby.
If so, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah,
no, you were not quoting her verbatim.
Okay.
I wish she did say baby. Oh. That would have been great. So Martha and Michael have a YouTube... Oh, Martha has a YouTube channel that which Michael appears on.
Stop Spy.
And they took it upon themselves to address every headline that was written about them from the... Lisa's dying.
Sorry.
They took it upon themselves to respond to every article that's written about them at the Logies and responding whether it was true or not.
Nice.
The main one obviously being Koshy and Sam talking about her on Sunrise, which was...
So the day after, Sam and Koshy, caveat, I hate Koshy.
I hate Koshy with all my
the
being.
The fire of a thousand suns. Speaking of suns, I'm trying to remember if I've told you my Koshy sun story.
No. I know I say this every week. I don't know how you have a fucking story about every goddamn Australian celebrity.
Do you want me to tell you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I came down to Sydney from the Gold Coast when I was at uni to do an internship at Cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. And
oh my God, how Lauren Conrad of you, Teen Vogue days. Yeah.
And just like they would go to Ledoux, I would go to Candy's apartment.
I also... Like, I'm coughing, but I also frequented frequented there.
Maybe that's quite the a bit. First time.
Basically, because I used to live out west, basically everyone from the west came in and went to Candy's. Really? It was dirt.
So I didn't realise how yucky Candy's apartment was because I
you
wasn't
don't know
from,
at the time.
Yeah. So I went there with my Sydney friends who grew up here and they were a group of guys and we were talking to them, friends of mutual friends of theirs. And a friend of mine said, oh, hey, so you know Koshy? And I went, oh, Jesus, fuck me. I hate that cunt. I hate him so much. And he turns to his friend that was sitting next to me and said, I was just going to say this is his son.
Ooh, really? Stepped your foot in that shit, didn't you?
And here's the real kick in the clit. He was so hot.
No, Koshy has hot sons.
Koshy has really hot sons, would
Since
you believe?
Since fucking when?
Since they came out of his...
Dick.
His dick.
But how did we not know about this? Why are we not, like, just following them for fun?
I don't think he's, like, on the
Do
scene.
Do they have social media presence?
I don't know. I haven't checked back in. But here's the thing. He wasn't... disgusted, and I think he kind of was like...
Because he knows his dad's a cunt.
I think he knew.
He knows his dad's a cunt.
I think he knew. And I think we sort of flirted for a little bit.
Okay. Maybe that was a turn on, you talking about how... Like,
maybe because everyone's like, oh, my God, I love Koshy so much.
Oh, yeah, just like they're trying. Yeah, and he likes
jump on his dick.
It was refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. And here I was, the first girl to swan in there, the girl of his dreams, to call his dad a cunt to his face.
You are the perfect woman.
Thank you.
You really are. Where were we?
Okay, so we were saying that the next day Sam and Koshy spoke
live
about,
on air.
Said they mentioned their run-in with the Married at First Sight stars, and apparently Martha hit Koshy.
Elbowed him.
Okay.
To get to the press.
Elbowed
I, like, smacked him.
Him
in the ribs.
Smacked him in the ribs. I mean, he made it sound quite visceral and like it was a full-blown attack. Mm-hmm. To which she responded with this YouTube video.
Yeah. Where, guys, it goes for 17 minutes. Mm. They...
Highlights?
Highlights? My favourite part of the video was when their Uber Eats order was delivered. While throughout the entire video they're eating tacos to begin with. And they ordered extra chips while this was going on. And then basically while... Michael goes downstairs to get the Uber Eats order. We just continue to sit there and watch Martha eat her taco.
They didn't want to edit that out. They didn't want to...
And the thing is, I went, oh, it would make sense if it was just like a continuous stream. But I noticed at other parts in the video, they have
edited
cut. So I'm like, so you do have the ability to cut, but you thought it was worth leaving in Martha sitting by herself in the apartment eating a fucking taco.
Interesting. So it was a creative, stylistic, conscious decision. Mm-hmm. To leave. Maybe they were trying to tap into the mukbang.
That's what I thought as well. I was like, oh, maybe you're trying to have elements of like everything.
Is she super crunchy?
Super crunchy. She said she also swore while Mike was out of the room. She goes, I always eat my fucking guacamole too quick. I went, okay.
Oh my God.
I was like, cool. But it was good to get that. It was actually quite fascinating. I was like, this is content that I need in my life. But also while at the same time going, why does this exist? But their response
what
to the whole...
What a conflict inside your head.
There is so much going on in there. I don't know what I want from the world,
the
but I also
pull.
Want it all.
Yeah.
And I wanted this. And it was...
But you didn't.
I didn't. It's tough. Toof, toof. No, and then so they were going, no, she did not She said she, it sounds like she elbowed a lot of people.
Right.
Because she was like, oh, like anytime I did hit into someone, I did say sorry to them. Like I made sure I was saying sorry. So if I did bump into him, I would have said sorry, but he's acting like that I've like elbowed him in the ribs like intentionally and I didn't do that. And just like.
Good voice.
Do you think that sounds like Martha?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, that was my Martha impression. Please don't ask me to do an impression of anybody else. So that was them addressing that. But the other part to this, if we can move on from Koshi or Sam, or do you want to say one more thing?
Well, I would just like to say, so they pulled the B card, mm-hmm. the bully card.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what did they do? They read Sam Armitage's quote back at her that she had said like a few months ago in an article about her being bullied, and they were like, you should know what a bully is since you were getting bullied. And I was just like, oh god. But it's great.
That's some year nine debating skills right there.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I actually quite appreciate that.
Sorry, another one bit from them eating as well was Martha talking to Michael at one point and said, did you enjoy your dinner, babe? And he said, yeah, it was good. And she goes, you'd eat shit out of tinfoil.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, attack.
The poetry continues.
Yeah.
Hot, though.
Yeah, he's very hot. The other thing that they mentioned as well was apparently the fight that they got in with Ines and Jess at the
At
the casino.
Talk about that, because I saw a video of Ines walking past Elizabeth, which is why I stopped that conversation before.
Yes. So apparently Ines and Jess were not invited but were nearby getting drunk at a bar.
Well, because it makes sense because you're in the casino, so you can't get it. This is what happened to me last year. I was not invited into the ceremony, so I...
Well, that was the other thing they had to address, because there was another article written about them that said they weren't even invited and they had to watch from a bar. But then they said they were with a Channel 9 party that were watching in a different room, like a screening of it.
Yes.
So they were not invited into the actual Logies, which is a true. Which I don't know why I said
which is,
that.
Which is
very standard.
A very true.
Yeah. You know the same feeling.
Yes, because I'll do them one better. Mm-hmm. I had to sneak into a Channel 10 party. I was not even invited to the viewing party to watch it from another room while I was on the very premises that the award show was happening at.
And that's where you did a shot with Nolsey.
Yeah, that's where I did my fireball.
And then you saw Olympia Valance in her circle dress making out with a security guard.
On a circle chair.
Yeah.
Circle
on a circle. What a memory.
And I ran into all the Home and Away kids bagged up to their eyeballs.
Oh,
sue us. Somebody sue us so we get some headlines.
Yes, please. And then we can do a YouTube video addressing the headlines about us. And then I'll eat a taco.
And call everyone bullies.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though the basis of this podcast is to gently... No, we don't bully people.
Well, we've made a living off it, apparently. Well, you're getting paid. I'm not at the moment. So they got into some kind of, like, fight with Ines and Jess. Like, apparently Ines, like, went past Martha and, like, made some, like, throw-up kind of, like,
So Ines did that at Martha.
Okay, so what happened
I thought they were friends.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. Anyway, so that apparently was... a true story, they said. They said this headline is correct. And then there was, like, another story about apparently Jules and Cam were, like, fobbing them off.
Oh.
And they were like, no, we spoke to Cam. And then she was like, but Jules does hate us. Like, she was like, she wants none of us.
Yeah, I think that checks out.
Yeah, and they said that was true.
She kind of hated me when she met me. I just don't know that she's necessarily, like, a very warm person to
Jules.
Meet. Yeah.
You're a warm gal.
Well, I thought that I was going to love her when I met her. And then, like... I don't know. I just didn't feel the love. And, like, people generally love me.
Okay. That's a statement. That's a statement to live by.
No, but I really need to talk about Ines and what she was wearing.
Well, weren't they just, like, wasn't Jess in, like, workout gear or something? They looked...
No, but they're lying.
What do you mean?
No, but, like, when they say we were just nearby at a bar... They're lying, like they're in the complex.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that was the thing. The quote from Jess when apparently they approached everyone as they were spilling out from the venue in the casino and Jess was screaming, where's my gold Logie?
Oh, yeah.
So she knew what was going on.
And also the Gold Coast isn't that small. It's not like, oh, I didn't realize this was going on.
Yeah,
like,
no, they knew what they were doing.
You can be quite far away.
I do love the intentions of those girls, though. That's let's go get... like steaming drunk nearby and rock up and just cause some shit.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need producers anymore because they are producers themselves.
And you can't really produce that kind of talent.
No.
You just gotta... I agree. I appreciate that kind of behaviour, yeah, because it is playing into the whole idea, which I think Tom Gleason was trying to push across in his speech, which is, hey, this is all just a little bit of fun,
yeah,
and maybe we shouldn't take ourselves too seriously.
No, and that's why Karl Stefanovic was known for, like, absolutely getting coked up to the nines, like, every
year.
Oh,
my gosh, we do miss having him... Daniel's just trying to get the light. I mean, it's the, yeah, weekly, the lights have gone off.
The lights have gone off, and I just was rocking back and forth like I was insane.
Now, did you catch any of the red carpet interviews with Karl Stefanovic?
No, I did not. Please
can we talk
me.
About awkward?
Terrible, were they?
No, it was awkward in that, like, there was a fucking elephant in the room, and he's been off the radar. This is certainly the first big event that he's been at since he was... Pushed out from Channel 9. I mean, he's still on the books.
He's still getting paid.
But
he's doing that show again for Channel 9, like a year later kind of thing. Yeah, you know, right. They check in with whoever.
Don't they get someone to host that when they're like about to die?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like they're really...
But wasn't that, what was that show, Time of Our Lives? No. Please ignore me.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I know what show I'm talking about.
It's a show where This Is Your Life.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No.
Close enough.
But so I don't know. I reckon he was made to go to the Logies, because there's no way, yeah, that you'd want to willingly go back into the lion's den. Like, all of the media of Australia who's talked shit about you for the past 12 months, if not more.
I try to be your friend now.
And now want to get a cute little soundbite from you on the red carpet. And he did it. And, like, I don't get it. Something doesn't check out. He must have been paid a lot of money. I really appreciated having him back. I think when he was actually speaking to Channel 9, they were like, you know, are you happy that you can just sort of party all night now and you don't have to worry about getting up at 3:30? And it was just kind of a bit like, it was awkward because, of course, he won't be doing that because you fucking took his job away from him.
Exactly.
You fired him.
And also, how insulting to suggest to him that each year he did actually go to sleep and had to get up at 3:30. You could tell every morning after the Logies when you turned on the Today Show, that man was bagged up and he had not seen a slither of sleep.
Mm-mm.
None whatsoever.
Which made for great TV.
It was a sport. Like, I would love tuning in being like, how fucked up is Karl today after Logies? I don't watch that morning shit TV, but I would tune in, yep, just to see him the day after the Logies.
You wouldn't see Deb doing that?
No.
Deb and what's the other one?
Yahoo?
Tom exactly. Steinfort?
Sure. You could say anything. You could say table, Deb, and I'd be like, yeah, her.
Deb Knight, Tom Steinfort. What's the third one?
I don't
Georgie,
fucking know.
Georgie Gardner.
Oh, Georgie.
Georgie Gardner.
Georgie
Gardner. Oh,
Georgie
boy.
Oh, Georgie Gale.
Yeah, not a drop. I didn't, I dare say that they were tucked up in bed by 9 p.m. And the, yeah, show finished at 10:30.
It did.
They swiftly exited. So, yeah, I mean, I was really sad not to have Karl back on the radar. Mm-hmm. But what did you think about Tom's speech?
I think it's what we're all thinking,
yeah,
but we're not saying. Or, well, they're not saying.
Yeah.
I think everyone else in the room is not saying, but we all know it. It's a fucking joke of a show.
But
the same thing, like when we're talking, like when we talked on this podcast like a few weeks ago about the fucking lineup for the Gold Logie, what a fucking clusterfuck of people.
I forgot we did that, didn't we?
Yeah, I know we forget everything we do here, but we did speak on that, and it's just...
I'm so sorry, everyone. That must have been a very boring episode.
We only spoke on it quite quickly.
Sorry, I...
Yeah, you literally have no idea.
I'm still
but
going, yeah,
no.
Nothing.
But that's what I mean. Like, you look at that lineup and you go, none of this makes sense, but also the Logies doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a bit of fun industry. It's a party the industry puts on, and we kind of go, oh, what's happening here? And then the entertaining things that come out of it are these fucking math psychos creating their own drama on the side, and I applaud them for that. Thank you. Thank you for making this year's Logies memorable.
Do you think people were outraged because the old school, like, media bigwigs were upset that this is the first year where it was voted by the people and not industry?
This is the Gold Logie was the first year?
Yeah,
okay.
I think, or all of them.
Okay.
I'm going to have to fact check that and never get back to you about it.
That's fine.
But apparently it's either the Gold Logies, this is the first time that was voted for by everyone only and not the industry, or it's the entire, like every single award was voted by the people.
Okay.
Which is better, right? Democracy.
Yeah.
I mean, every year we don't need like, I don't know, whoever, whatever former meth addict that you want to like praise again.
Mm.
I'm not going to say names.
No, we won't say a thing. Not a word.
We won't dare say a thing. Yeah, I mean, we were going to talk about some other things today, but I feel like we've just gone Logies mad.
We love a bit of Logies.
Yeah.
Not that we've talked of, like, anything about the show itself besides Tom Gleason winning. Everything else just happened outside the venue. No one gives a shit what happens once the cameras turn on inside.
Do you think we'll get there one day?
To the Logies?
Yeah.
Well, you've been on the red carpet, so that's, like, really close.
Very telling that I was not invited back again this year, though.
Yes, it is very telling. It's probably from you talking all that shit about what you saw at the after party on this podcast. They've, like, listened to it and gone, this girl, sweetie, she's trouble.
Sweetie. No, they haven't. They haven't listened to this. Think about what you just said. You're implying that people who can make a decision at network television are jumping onto iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Or Spotify.
Or Spotify or anywhere.
Where you get your podcast. Yeah.
Searching Vodka Sofa and Lies. Mm-hmm. Downloading our full back catalogue.
Yes.
Listening to all of them in full. And hearing that episode.
Yes.
So let that marinate for a second, what you've just suggested.
We live in a crazy world.
And now hate yourself.
Stranger things have happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which is out today.
I am. Oh.
The new season.
Oh, that's exciting. July 4th.
See, I can't remember what my mum's middle name is, but I can remember stupid facts like
my
that.
My mum doesn't have a middle name because...
You can't remember it, no, so you
because,
just tell
no,
people.
No, 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 because her mother gave up at that point because she was like one of eight, and then by the time she got to her, she went, no middle name, and then do you know what she also did?
What?
Just gave her the same name as her. She was like, I'm Patricia, God. You're Patricia. But then she had two more girls after that named them different things than I
also
think they
Patricia.
Gave them some middle three more Patricias.
So we've got Patty and Patricia.
Yeah, she just gave up. I went, oh, okay, you're me.
Oh, my God, that's so upsetting. Imagine, like, getting a new zest for life after you.
I know. And it's like, oh, you know what? I'm creative again.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Poor Patricia.
Yeah. No, she's doing all right.
Okay, we love Patricia.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guys, thanks so much for tuning in once again.
Hope you enjoyed this Logies bonanza.
Do you want to tell them the exciting news or we want to sit on it and
we'll
make
sit
it a,
on
a
it.
Surprise?
Just to make, because we need to make sure it's actually booked in for next week. Yeah. But we do have a guest that will be on the show.
We do have a guest at this point locked in. But look,
unless we could fuck it up. Yeah, we could somehow fuck it up.
So that's why we're going to stay mum on that and keep it to ourselves.
I guess you'll be excited about.
We've made these promises before and said that we're going to get a guest and
we've
hasn't
said
happened.
It numerous times.
But pray for us. Pray that this comes through because it's actually
it's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you. I said it wrong again.
What did you say?
I think I said I'm in love with you again.
Stop it.
Oh, I think I'm just hearing that.
Give it another crack.
I'm in love with you.
There we go.
Bye. That felt good.